Peace be upon you, namaste, and all that jazz for those about to engage in warring in the weekend. Warrior Zone, we salute you. Now, in some parts of the world, the weekend has already begun. On a Friday, it is the day of rest, the same as the Sabbath of the working week in Monday to Friday. So like, you know, Saturday and Sunday was always, I grew up in London with the weekend always being exclusively Saturday and Sunday. And there was Sunday trading, which meant that not all the shops were open. So you were kind of, you weren't obliged to do shopping on a Sunday. And likewise, you weren't obliged to open your store up on a Sunday. Some restaurants were open, some weren't. All depended on which part of the history you grew up in. I mean, for any of the millennials grown up and born after Sunday trading changed, then you wouldn't know a thing about what I'm talking about. But there was a time when you were in London and you found that you couldn't go and find anything and everything you wanted to buy. It was annoying. But enough of that. It's the weekend. And in some parts of the world, the weekend has, as I said, begun. It's a day off. It's Friday throughout the majority of the Middle East. And any, country that observes Islamic rules, for them, the weekend is Friday and Saturday. It does take a bit of getting used. It does take a bit of getting used to, like, you know, the switch after having Saturday and Sunday as my day off to having Friday and Saturday my day off. For a time, I tried to be a practitioner of the three-day weekend, which was where I showed respect to the people of the Islamic faith. I showed respect to the people of the Jewish faith by taking Saturday off. And I showed respect to the people of Christian faith and backgrounds by taking Sunday off. And I do actually feel that the whole world would be, imagine how happier we would all be if we only had to work 4 days a week. If we only had to go to school and college 4 days a week. You had 3 days for homework, for projects, for meeting up with your friends, for sitting with your family members or sitting with friends on a nice weather night, because you didn't have to just have your Saturday, your Friday night and your Saturday night and then like, oh, Sunday night, I gotta get ready for work. You can kind of enjoy a Friday off. You can, like, you know, you'd have Thursday night, you'd have Friday night, you have Saturday, you'd have 3 nights of enjoying yourself and staying up and telling yourself, even if you finish schooling and all the college and all that jazz, you could turn around and say like, oh, well, you know, it's not a school night. I mean, I left school many, many years ago. I mean, you wouldn't know it to hear in my voice, but I'm only 27 years old. And believe it or not, you know, I do still say finding myself and saying, it's not a school night. You know, as in for a Friday night or for a Saturday night, it's not a school night, it's the weekend. But as I got older, I realized that, you know, the weekend, there's so many different sayings to do with time. If you're a sci-fi geek, there's the protagonist, which is, or the antagonist. I forget those terms in media. One is like the hero and the other is the villain. And the villain in Star Trek, I think it's Generations with William Shatner and Jean-Luc Picard. I love how I did the actor's name and then the character's name rather than saying, you know, with William Shatner and Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart. Instead, I'm like with William Shatner and Jean-Luc Picard. It's one of those days that the weekend has started, my friends. The weekend has started. Make sure you do check out the Cooking with Cannabis episode that was uploaded earlier on Anchor FM. And if you haven't already discovered all the wonderful multitude of podcasts made by Safe AK, also known as the Funny Fat Man, also known as Susan in Job Interviews, these podcasts are available on the Spotify site and on Spotify, as well as on the Apple's podcast on the iTunes store, as well as Google Podcasts. So I'm out there. And by all means, do make sure that you do go to the mothership of everything safe, aka www.bettersafethansorry.com, to check out all these other cool podcasts and blogs and photographs and upcoming information about tours. Now, back to the weekend subject. Weekend warriors are a dying breed, because at the end of the day, you make your own fun, don't you? You gotta learn how to make your own fun. You gotta learn how to have fun. You gotta learn how to let your hair down. And that was it. I remembered what I was digressing from after that shameless public announcement on whoring myself into your subconscious with the infomercial tidbit seconds informing you of the podcast's availability. The villain in the Star Trek movie with William Shatner and Patrick Stewart is played by, I believe, Malcolm McDowell. McDowell is his name. And he says this really nice line of, "Time is the fire in which we burn." It was pretty badass as a line. You know, I remember I heard that in the cinema and it stuck in me, in my mind. And we all know the very famous English proverb, "A stitch in time saves nine," you know, which is the metaphor behind that is, if you've got a hole or a tear in an item of clothing, if you stitch that closed now, you'll save yourself having to use nine stitches to close up a bigger tear. And anyone who's ever had clothes rip because of their big size, like when they're bending down to get a pen and the entire crotch area just rips open, and you've literally got like, you feel like you're wearing a kilt fashioned out of your own trousers. It's really embarrassing, listeners. It really is. But having done naked comedy, I have no shame. Anyway, back to the time. Now, safe is Arabic for that Arabian sword, you know, the curved swords you see throughout Middle Eastern history. And there's a proverb in Arabic, "Al-waqtu sayfun in lam taqta'u yaqta'uk." Probably said that wrong to any of my Arabic listeners, forgive me. But it's basically, the first part I always get it spot on, because it's really quite powerful. Al-waqtu, the time, sayfun, are swords. You know, so the metaphor, the speech is basically, you know, the proverb is, the time is swords. Use these swords to your advantage or they will chop you down. So in that aspect, time is the foundation, and how we spend that time always echoes throughout the rest of our lives. You know, it's essentially, you've got a really short window of time. I mean, there now and then you hear of famous celebrities passing on and other people passing on. And I've lost people in my life. I'm sure you, dear listeners, have lost people or know somebody that's lost someone. Or you're one of those lucky few that never has lost anyone at all. And for you, it's always been a sort of like an alien concept of what is that pain like. And then when you find out, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I see. But you only get that state of, oh, yeah, okay, I see, state of mind after a certain amount of time has passed for you to sort of come to terms, but you don't really come to understanding. But anyway, the wisdom behind time being the fire in which we burn, filled with swords that chop us down as we go through life, and we feel that life is sometimes just a constant series of ups and downs, ups and lows, this way and that way. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? Am I spending my time right? Am I spending my time wrong? Am I choosing wisely? Am I choosing poorly? Have I made many a mistake that's never making me learn? Am I learning from my mistakes and becoming a better person? And if you're lucky to have good counsel in your life, if you know somebody that is wise beyond the image they might give off of being a goofy clown, but they might turn out to be the wisest, smartest motherfucker in the room that really blows you away sometimes with some profound shit that they come out with, you know, and all this time you just thought that they were like, you know, a loser. Anyway, time is a valuable format of teaching us what we do with our lives. And that's why I try not to let my podcasts be too long, because we've all got a lot of things to do with our lives. You know, we've all got people to see, things to do, or if we're lucky and kinky, we've got people to do and things to see. You know, it ain't no thing. We all got things to do, we all got lives to live, and we all got lives to lead. Ain't no thing. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. All right. Thank you for having me on your podcast, Safe. Well, it's all right, Matthew. You know, you're welcome anytime. Yes, I do. Thank you for having me here. It's been a long road, but I'm happy to say that it's all right. I get older and beautiful women stay the same age. That's because of Botox, Matthew. Yes, that's true. Anyway, Safe, I just popped in to say hello. Say hello to your mother for me. It's all right. All right, bye, Matthew. Nice guy, Matthew McConaughey. So down to earth. Such a lovely man. Spiritual. Very wise beyond his years. You get wisdom from movies. That's another place where you can find yourself getting wisdom is from movies. It's nice to get wisdom from movies. It's nice to get wisdom from all different kinds of formats. And, you know, I gotta say that I've had movies teach me in the most obscurest of times. I've had movies in my collection that I didn't watch until 8 years later of me acquiring that movie and just never having the time, you know. I was talking to a good friend, Nick, and we were talking about binge watching TV shows, you know, and he knew, bless him, he knows all the shows and the premises and the synopsises and the scenarios. And some of them he has had the time and made the time to watch, and some of them he's just like, no, I ain't got time for that. Because I, you know, he's got stuff to do. And that's the thing. We all have stuff to do. When I was teaching, I binged watched Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones in my spare time when I could. And it was entertaining, to say the least. There is one thing I have come to say. Be careful with the TV shows you watch and spend too much time watching. Because if you're not careful, some TV shows seem to be telling you it's all right to do crystal meth and it's all right to think incestuous thoughts. I ain't saying which TV show is saying that, but you do the mathematical equations if you know what I'm talking about. It's the weekend. The weekend is upon us. And as I said, my podcasts try not to be too long. They try to be brief, short and sweet. So you can get on about and have the rest of your day to go and meet and greet. It's all right. We had Matthew McConaughey on. He says, be sure to check out bettersafethansorry.com as well as all the podcasts available on, what was it, Matthew? Oh, you're back, Matthew. Yeah, I just want to say, be sure to check out Safe, AK. He's a funny fat man, and that's fun, fat with a PH. All right. And Safe, you be cool. I'll be cool, Matthew. You be cool. Are we fist bumping? We're fist bumping. Oh, Matthew, thank you. Fist bumps all around with Matthew McConaughey. I've been Safe AK, also known as the Funny Fat Man, PH, also known as Susan in job interviews. That was only once, but it's a true story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Peace be upon you, namaste, and all that jazz.